This is Radio Nepal. I am Dela Prasai with the news, the headlines first. Health experts urge one and all to adopt more caution as Nepal sees rise in symptomatic patients. 106 corona-infected people returned home yesterday following health recovery. Foreign Affairs Minister Pradeep Kumar Gyamali stresses on bringing encroached Nepali land through talks with India and by providing facts and evidence. Monsoon to become more active from tomorrow. And at least 20 people die in Sudan's Darfur in land dispute. Now the news in detail. Additional 106 corona-infected people in Nepal returned home yesterday following complete health recovery from the virus. Addressing the regular press brief yesterday, spokesperson of the Health and Population Ministry, Professor Dr. Jageshwar Gautam said, after 106 people got discharged from various isolation centres yesterday, the number of people recovering from coronavirus infection in Nepal reached 13,053. As per the ministry, 70.6% corona-infected people in Nepal have recovered from the infections and returned home. The ministry also said within last 24 hours, 109 corona-infection cases were detected, pushing the national corona-infection tally to 18,383. The ministry also informed that there are 5,385 active cases of corona infection in Nepal. Meanwhile, the corona-related death toll in Nepal has reached 45 with the death of 17-year-old girl from Parvanipur of Bara. The girl died the day before yesterday night while undergoing treatment. Ministry spokesperson Professor Dr. Gautam said Banang, Mustang, Rashwa, Bhojpur, Bastar and Sankhwa Sabha have got rid of the corona infection. Likewise, the symptomatic patients of COVID-19 have started coming into notice in the country. The new infected have started showing the symptoms of COVID-19 when there were 98% asymptomatic patients in the beginning. Epidemiology and Disease Control Division Executive Dr. Basudev Pandey has said the disease symptoms have started seen among the new patients. Dry cough, breathing complications, tiredness, fatigue and loss of taste and smell, sore throat are among those symptoms that infected are showing these days. He said 8 out of 24 patients have the COVID-19 symptoms. Fever, dry cough, body ache, tiredness and shortness of breath have seen among them. Some patients are in the intensive care unit and ventilator support. Director at Patan Academy of Health Science, Dr. Bishnu Prasad Sharma, also said the patients infected with the virus have shown symptoms of late. Study have shown that corona infection in vegans increased due to laborers sneaking into Nepal from Indian side along the border. Narayan Hospital COVID Ward Chief Dr. Neeraj Singh said following the ease in lockdown, the industrialists along the Birgunj-Patlaya industrial corridor have called laborers from India, causing the spike in corona cases in Birgunj. Most among the infected people undergoing treatment at COVID Gandaki Hospital, a temporary extension of Birgunj based Narayan Hospital, are found to be Indian nationals. Meantime, with the aim of checking for the spike of corona cases, Bara District Administration has imposed a curfew in Birgunj Metropolis area since 5 a.m. yesterday morning until further notice. Likewise, in Arwa Municipality in Sunsari District has enforced lockdown from yesterday onward following the detection of COVID case. A meeting of the district administration office, the municipality and the Chamber of Commerce and Industry CCI in Arwa, chaired by the Chief District Officer Fanindra Mani Pokhrel on Friday night, took the decision to this end. 91% of construction work of the under-construction Gautam Buddha International Airport has been completed. The officials of the National Pride Project have said even during the lockdown imposed to check corona infection was not halted. The project official further added that now the work of fixing additional equipment has been left and the work is going on. The Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation has decided retrenchment policy in the wake of shrinking economy triggered by the COVID-19 lockdown. Similarly, the ministry informed that it would heavily curtail the additional purchase of furniture, vehicles and focus only on the national pride projects. The Nepal Airlines, Nepal Tourism Board, Pashupati Area Development Trust, Nepal Mountaineering Academy and Lumbini Development Trust are suffering most with the lockdown and laying off the temporary and contract-based employees. Foreign Affairs Minister Pradeep Kumar Gyamali has said that all should be united to bring back encroached Nepali land that was recently incorporated in the new administrative map of Nepal. Addressing the district assembly organized by the Madan Bhandari Foundation Kabre Palanchok in Banipai yesterday, Foreign Minister Gyamali said the encroached land should be brought back through dialogues with neighboring India by presenting all facts and evidence on the table. Minister Gyamali also said the issuance of new map was possible only from the national unity. 181 people have been killed by floods, landslides and lightning in Nepal since the beginning of Nepali New Year till yesterday. The National Disaster Risk Mitigation and Management Authority has said that during the given time, 51 people have gone missing in the disasters and 278 people have been injured. Chief of the authority, Anil Pokhrel, said 128 people were killed due to landslides alone. Authority Chief Pokhrel added that the search of the missing ones is still going on. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Home Affairs has already decided to bear the treatment cost of the injured, provide 200,000 rupees to the family of the victims of the disaster, and provide additional 100,000 rupees per person if the family has lost more than a person. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has said ongoing monsoon rains will remain more active from coming Monday. In this connection, meteorologist Ganga Nagarkoti shared the monsoon would be more active with the low pressure line coming nearer to the southern plain Terai of the country. Meanwhile, the department has informed that the moderate and heavy rainfalls could take place in different parts of the country from coming Monday. You are listening to Radio Nepal, 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
बजारमा नयाँ के छैन नेपाल टेलिकमका विभिन्न सेवाका अफरहरू सस्तो सारै सस्तोमा खरिद गर्न परेमा *14*15 ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ त्यही भएर कण्ठ पारिरख्या
हो र दाइ
त्यति मात्र हो र भाइ नेपाल टेलिकमले विभिन्न समयमा ल्याउने विभिन्न अफरको बारेमा थाहा पाउन पनि *14*15 ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ नि त
*14*15
मलाई पनि कण्ठै भयो दाइ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back, and again we continue with the rest of the updates. A hearing is to take place on a review petition filed by the Office of the Attorney General against the Supreme Court's decision to reduce jail term of former Deputy Inspector General of the Armed Police Force, Ranjan Koirala. Koirala was convicted of murdering his wife 8.5 years ago. Kathmandu District Court and Lalitpur High Court sentenced life imprisonment on Koirala, along with confiscation of his property for killing his wife, Geeta Thakal. However, the Apex Court upset the verdicts of the Kathmandu District Court and Lalitpur Appellate Court, waiving 11 years of his prison term. A division bench of Chief Justice Cholendra Samser Rana and Justice Tez Bahadur Kesi reduced the jail term of Koirala. Following this, the Office of the Attorney General has filed a review petition against the court's decision. Once permission is granted for review, a joint bench of three or more than three justices will hear the case. You are listening to Radio Nepal, 8 AM English News Bulletin. We continue with the international dates now. Attackers have killed at least 20 people, including children who were visiting their farms in Sudan's war-torn Darfur region for the first time in years. 2 months ago, the government had organized a meeting between the original landowners and those who took their fields during the long-running war in Darfur. An agreement was reached whereby the landowners would return to their fields, but armed men came on Friday and opened fire, killing 20 people, including 2 women and children. About 20 people were wounded in the attack that they told could well increase because some of the wounded are in serious condition. Darfur has been engulfed in a deadly conflict since 2003 when ethnic minority black tribes took up arms against the forces of the then long-time ruler President Omar al-Bashir, accusing it of marginalizing the region. Al-Bashir, who was removed from office last year, is wanted by the International Criminal Court on war crimes and genocide charges related to Darfur, which he denies. According to the United Nations, at least 300,000 people have been killed and 2.5 million displaced by the fighting. The World Health Organization, WHO, has reported a record increase in global coronavirus cases, with the total rising by 284,196 in 24 hours. However, the Worldometer puts the tally even higher to be 289,028. The biggest increases were from the United States, Brazil, India and South Africa, according to a Delhi report. The WHO says deaths also rose by 9,753, the biggest one-day increase since a record high of 9,797 deaths in April 30. Meanwhile, the Worldometer puts the global tally of corona infection to be more than 16 million. As per the data shared, the US has recorded more than 4.24 million cases, Brazil more than 2.34 million cases, and India 1.34 million cases. The death toll across the world has also surpassed 648,400, with death toll in the US more than 148,500, in Brazil more than 84,300, and India more than 31,400. However, the death toll in the United Kingdom, Mexico and Italy are higher than that of India. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at some places of the country, with chances of heavy rainfall with thunder and lightning at one or two places of province 1. Kathmandu weather report now. Maximum temperature of 29 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 21.2 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines once again. Health experts urge one and all to adopt more caution as Nepal sees rise in symptomatic patients. 106 corona-infected people returned home yesterday following health recovery. Foreign Affairs Minister Pradeep Kumar Gyawali stresses on bringing encroached Nepali land through talks with India and by providing facts and evidence. Monsoon to become more active from tomorrow, and at least 20 people die in Sudan's Darfur in land dispute. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English news edition will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.